Former NFL player Vincent Jackson likely dead days before he was found. By Dylan Gwynn on February 18, 2021. On Monday, the world learned that former NFL wide receiver Vincent Jackson was found dead in a hotel room. On Thursday, it was learned that the former Buck had likely died days earlier. A preliminary medical examiner report says that Jackson probably died days before being found in a Tampa hotel room. Hotel staff entered Jackson's room on the 13th and 14th and saw the former player slouched over to his left, according to Hillsborough County Medical Examiner report. The staff members reportedly became concerned on the 15th when they entered the room and found him in the same position, the police report says. We haven't got the toxicology report back, so we can't say with any certainty that that was it. But a lot of long-standing health conditions that contributed to his passing because of some alcohol abuse, Sheriff Chad Cronister said on local on Tampa radio. The family believes, wholeheartedly, that all of these actions are a result of what he suffered from while he played in the NFL. Jackson's family filed a missing persons report on February 10. However, that report was rescinded after Jackson checked into the hotel room on the 12th. No cause of death has been made public, though. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office believes that chronic alcoholism and concussions played a part. Jackson played in the NFL for 12 years, 7 in San Diego and 5 with the Bucks. During that time he amassed over 9,000 receiving yards, 57 touchdowns, and made 3 trips to the Pro Bowl.